It takes no more than a glance to recognize a happy family, and Kauai's Kekua Aloha Foundation is sponsoring a photo contest to capture those images called What Does Ohana Look Like? Kaylin Drake is the coordinator of that contest, and she's on the line. Hi, Kaylin. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I imagine you're getting some pretty interesting submissions to this contest, yeah?
Yes. There's a lot of submissions from families.
I think I just lost you, Kaylin.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, stay real close to the phone, yeah, so we can hear your voice coming through on the radio. But this is it's a very nice idea. Did you come up with this idea?
Yes, I did.
And what kind of photographs are you seeing?
Many families are either hiking at the beach. Just spending time with the family.
Lots of outdoor activity among the family members, yeah?
Yes.
Well, what kind of things do you see? You know, how can you tell when you see a photograph like this? What are the things that you look for that sort of makes you know that it's an ohana that you're seeing?
Well, just looking at their faces and them enjoying each other. That's what ohana to me personally is. Just being together as a family is important. So just them looking like they're having fun or, you know, enjoying themselves as a family.
What kind of things do you do with your family?
Well, my family, we like to have dinners, like barbecue, or we would dance and sing karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
Do you have a kind of a large ohana there on Kauai?
We do, and we love spending time together, so.
What different generations have you got?
We have my grandparents, my parents, and me and my brothers.
And how old are you, Kaylin?
I am 15 years old.
And this, you know, you must have done a lot of work to get all this organized.
Yes, it's kind of stressful, but a lot of work has been put into this.
Were you the judge of the photographs?
Actually, no. We're gonna have a People's Choice Award, so mm-hmm. at our KK Fun Baby event, there's gonna be. Whoever is there can vote for their favorite picture.
Oh, so the winners haven't entirely been picked yet?
No, not yet.
Well, that'll be kind of exciting, and that's this Saturday, huh?
Yes.
What other kind of things are they doing at this Keiki Fun Day?
Well, there is going to be a fitness course, so anybody who is wanting to do it can show off their fitness skills. There's also going to be great entertainment from Kapa'a Middle School's choir and ukulele. There's going to be some dancers coming and Zumba. And there's also going to be raffle tickets and some giveaways as well. Yeah.
Kaylin, it sounds as if somebody did an awful lot of work to get this organized.
Yeah.
I see what you mean by saying it's kind of stressful. Did you have plenty of help?
Mainly just me and my family. And we've had a lot of help from sponsors from all over Kauai and the state. So.
That's pretty nice, isn't it? How long have you been working on it?
Well, this is my second annual, so I've been working from last year for this event.
So you started when you were what, just 14 years old? You've got this event going?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of impressive, Caleb. You know, a lot of kids your age don't try to organize large-scale events like this. Have you learned a lot from the work you've done on it?
Oh, yes.
I imagine.
Yeah.
You're going to keep it going in future years?
Yes.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Good. Well, do you know, is that the kind of thing you want to do with your life, do you think? Kind of bringing people together and getting them to think about family, things like that?
Of course. It's really important to me.
And where did you say you lived on Kauai?
Anahola.
So I know you said that a lot of the photographs you're seeing are families having fun outdoors. I would think that growing up on Kauai would be a pretty nice opportunity to do a lot of things like that.
Oh, yes.
So you kind of get to see what life in Hawaii is like for families. Do you have some favorites among the photographs? You don't have to give anything away, but just give me a sort of a general description of the things that you've seen in some of these pictures.
Well, there's this one photo that they're hiking. Mm-hmm. And the slogan for the photo contest is Ohana means family and family means no one gets left behind or forgotten from Liloan State.
Family means, I'm sorry, say that again, Kaylin. Ohana means family and what?
And family means no one gets left behind or forgotten.
Uh-huh.
And this family, they dress up as Lilo and Stitch on their hike.
They get dressed up as what?
They dress up as Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cute picture. What other pictures you come to mind?
There is one, they're at the beach, and they're, like, in the water, just spending a good time on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, because people have these, carry around these cameras all the time with their cell phones, you're seeing a lot more people able to take pictures like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kaylin, it sounds like something really nice that you've done with this, so keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking with us. Kaylin Drake is the coordinator of the What Does Ohana Look Like photo contest, which is part of the second annual Free Keiki Fun Day and Fitness Challenge this Saturday at Kauai's Kapa'a Beach Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.